Blog Talk Radio.
Outreach Ministries on Sunday. Amen. Amen. And bless the name of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you for an opportunity to freely meet as the body of Christ, as this assembly in the Lord. as a congregation whose names are written in heaven. Lord, we want to thank you. We thank you for the blessings that you're sending to us, and we receive them with much thanksgiving and gratitude in our hearts. Even though, Lord, everything isn't quite the way we would like, we know that you're taking care of it and that you're working out everything for our good. We love you, Lord, and we appreciate the changes that are taking place. Some of them look like demolition, Lord, but that's okay. It's you doing the work. So we appreciate you, Lord. We bless your name. We thank you for all the blessings that you have brought into our life and those that are yet to come, Lord. You've already released them, and we receive them by faith. We thank you, Lord, for holiness. We thank you for purity. We thank you for salvation, for healing, for deliverance, for every good blessing that you have given us, Father, because you are so gracious and so kind. We love you, Lord, and we've come to express our love and to worship and to fellowship around the Word, to partake in Holy Communion together, and to offer up to you sacrifices of praise in Jesus' name. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor, Father, and we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. This is a wonderful day in the Lord. This is a wonderful day in the Lord. And before we get all involved in the things that we're going to do today, I want to thank each of you for being with us today. This is a very special day to this ministry. And I want to thank you for being partakers and participants of the work of the Lord in this ministry. Amen. God is changing all of us. He's bringing us from faith to faith and strength to strength. And we would not dare miss one moment of what he's doing. We've got miracles. Yeah, we got to pray. All right, let's try this. Is this better? We got to stop and do a sound check. Amen. Okay. I'm going to hang up and start again, okay? Because we're having a little sound problem. So just hang in there with us and pray in your prayer room. Praise the Lord, everybody. Everybody praise the Lord. Is that better? Is that better? Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. As I was saying, today is a very special day to us. It's not just like every other Sunday. This is a special day to us, and we want to honor the work that the Lord has done through our assistant pastor, Bill Pringle. Today is his birthday, and we're going to all join together across the world, and we're all going to sing happy birthday to him now. Amen. If you'll join me. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Pastor Bill. Happy birthday to you. We love you, we do. We love you, we do. We love you, Pastor Bill. We love you, we do. God bless you and happy birthday. Amen. Praise the Lord. So now, everybody knows about the good news. And if you'd like to send Pastor Bill a greeting, then you may mail it to the ministry address that's on the website. Not the one you think, the one that's on the website. Under giving. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, before we get into praying, which we're about to do, Brother Bill gave me a nice piece of paper. And what did I do with it? What did I do with it? I got it. I need to remind you about the upcoming fast. It begins on midnight tonight. That's right. Our fast begins midnight tonight and will continue without ceasing through Sunday, June 13th at midnight. On our upcoming fast, on day one, we're having water, juice, and vegetables. That would be tomorrow. On day two, we're having water, juice, and fruit. On day three, we're having water, herbal tea, juice, and vegetables. On day four, we're having water, juice, and fruit. Day five, we're having water, vegetable, and beans. Day six, we're having water, herbal tea, fruit, and vegetables. And on day seven, we're having water, fruit, beans, and vegetables. God bless each of you. Amen. You are left to choose your own fruit, your own beans, and your own vegetables for those of you who just could not stand little green peas. But that's okay. Little green peas are good for you. Amen? Amen. And somebody I know likes hers fresh. Amen? Amen. Amen. Let's go before the Lord our God in prayer. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you for birthdays, Lord. They remind us that you've been so very gracious to us and that you've given us the opportunity to be on this earth for however long that is. It's an honor and a privilege to still be in the land of the living. We know that when we leave this place, we will be with you. But until then, we will be with you and with all of our brethren here on the earth. Amen? And with the many others that still have the opportunity to receive Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. And Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, from our position seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, we bind Satan the strong man, all of his evil angels, evil spirits, demonic agents, all of his underlings, and we cancel all of their demonic assignments and satanic agendas against the righteous. We take the territory from Satan in Jesus' name. We bind every form of godliness which denies the power of Jesus Christ. We come into agreement with the Father, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, and we come out of agreement with Satan and all of his kingdom in Jesus' name. We want nothing to do with his power. We close and seal all portals, channels, and open doors of access to the enemy. We pull down all demonic thrones, and we bind the wicked principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, and all spiritual wickedness in high places. We release the all-consuming fire of God on every ley line, silver cord, and garland. We bind the demons and workers of darkness in the heavenlies, in the bush, and in the deep. We bind rape and murder to its strong man and dethrone them all, chaining them all in eternal chains and darkness, placing them in the custody of the Holy Spirit. We bind the sources of all witchcraft attacks, and we return the attacks onto the heads of the devils that bring them to cling to them for eternity. We bind all trafficking demons, reporters, watchers, peeps, whisperers, electronic demons, technology demons, Leviathan spirits, Kundalini spirits, water and marine spirits, Asmodeus and Osmodeus, all sex devils, unclean spirits, passive devils, sorcery devils, seducing, womanizing, drone, and whoredom spirits, all the voices of the stranger, pain-afflicting spirits, sleep deprivation spirits, targeted radio frequency attacks, all pulse weapons and their attacks, all microwave weapons and their attacks, all debilitating sonic frequencies and their attacks, in Jesus' name. We bind the work of every druid in the name of Jesus Christ. We overturn and empty all cauldrons and chalices upon the heads of the conjurers and magicians. We bind every order of magic and mystic arts, Buddhist black magic, Santeria, Egyptian magic, Chaldean magic, Hindu, Indian, European, Caribbean, Latin American practices, magic, black and white, and the work of every druid. We bind their works in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind the culture of corruption worldwide and all free-flying devils. We bind all evil spirits which take animal forms, all shape-shifting spirits. We bind the prince of the power of the air, and we return his powers to Jesus Christ. We bind the power of the dog and every abomination that has been committed. We bind the lord of the flies and his satanic ritual abuse, devils, and satanic worship, even through music, in Jesus' name. And we place them under the feet of the Lord Jesus. We bind all formations of bullflies and demonic insects. We bind all spiders and their webs, the gods of the people of the land, the gods of the groves, and every spirit that exalts logic and human reasoning against the kingdom of God and makes man wise in his own eyes. Amen. We bind the transference of evil spirits. We bind mammon. We bind all demons sent forth to intimidate, harass, manipulate, lie against, mock, wear down, infect, destroy, spy, sabotage, hinder, besmirch, block, distract, confuse, pervert, stifle, curse, expose, stop, assassinate, divide, confound, attack, reproach, and reduce the effectiveness of the righteous in Christ Jesus. We return and loose these attacks to the senders according to the covenant. We bind all vampire spirits, voodoo, hoodoo, ancient arts, mystic rituals, devils attending the New World Order and the New Age movement, false religions, numerology, horoscopes, the spirit and the children of disobedience, martial arts, yoga, transcendental meditation, antichrist ideologies and doctrines, Jezebelic practices, lewdness, perversions, the outworking of vain deceit, death spirits, spirits of destruction, chaos, and mayhem, oppression, depression, anarchy, premonition, clairvoyance, ESP, telepathy, psychokinesis, out-of-body experiences, reincarnation, haunting, poltergeist, astral travel, psychic healing, demonic meditation, spirit guides, defilement by wizards, and every spirit that attacks in the dream life, in Jesus' name. We bind the king of pride and all of his underlings and works, in Jesus' name. We bind all demonic blood, sexual, financial, animal, fecal, and soulish sacrifices. We bind all devils attached to idols and idolatry. We bind every form of rebellion, idolatry, root work, mind control, nature worship, deception, scoffing, error, worldly indoctrination, military spirits, rioting, abuse, all trolls, fear, combative jealousy, fleshly ambition, the culture of corruption, weariness, betrayal, unfaithfulness, and temptation to sin. We bind Baselech, Molech, Baphomet, and his 72, Python, Neptune, Zeus, Mammon, Apollyon, Baal, Beelzebub, and Belial, in Jesus' name. We undo the works of all demonic weapons, fireballs, poisons, voodoo pins and dolls, hot and cold spots, and return their afflictions to the worker of witchcraft and their pagan sources. We bind every spirit that was familiar to the Laodiceans. We bind the pride and foolishness of our own opinions, and we return and loose all the retaliations of the enemy upon his own head according to the scriptures. We bind all traditions rooted in sin. We denounce and renounce them all and loose ourselves from them. We bind the gang stalkers and send their fear, harassments, and mind control and witchcraft back in Jesus' name. We bind slumber. We thank you, Father, that you have given us power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm us. We rejoice with you that our names are written in heaven. We bind every spirit that denies the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ and his blood atonement on the cross of Calvary. Father, we ask for eyes to see, ears to hear, hearts to believe, and minds to receive what the Spirit of God says to the church. Lord, we've come to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo heavy burdens, to let the oppressed go free, to break every yoke and chain, and to call for justice and plead for truth. Lord, we ask you to develop in us a love for the truth. Lead us into truth. Your word is truth. Make us to know the truth, and your truth will make us free. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Lord, we've come to celebrate the scriptures with you and to tread on serpents, scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy. We will not turn back from pursuing the enemy until the Godhead does. The Lord Jesus Christ is our commander-in-chief, whom we serve and obey. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you for all of your miracles and blessings. We ask for the grace to obey you more often and the humility to depend on you. Father, we praise you for your long-suffering with us as we grow, develop, change, make mistakes, willfully disobey, have wrong attitudes, and more. Your love for us brings the change and transformation that we have needed for so long. Father, we thank you for perfecting these things that concern each of us. Help us, Father, to trust you more. Father, we thank you for your work in Donald Trump. We applaud your work and thank you for the blessings of humility. None of us should lift up a man over and above the work of Almighty God. We forgive those who have done so, and we ask for your correction in their lives, bringing them into true repentance and restoration. Father, forgive us when we resort to the works of the flesh instead of remaining in agreement with you and doing spiritual warfare as you have taught us to do. Bring us back into line with you, because without you, we can do nothing. We pray for peace in Jerusalem, Father, and in Israel. We pray for kings and all who are in authority and all true Christians. Though we walk in the midst of trouble, we know that you will revive us. You will stretch forth your hand against the wrath of our enemies, and your right hand shall save us. We thank you, Father, for disconnecting and cutting us free from every ungodly soul tie, ley line, silver cord, garland, vow, pledge, or pact, and every agreement with the demonic realm. We bind the works of our witches, warlocks, wizards, Satanists, shamans, sorcerers, and the like, and we pull down all their protections. We break the power of all curses, hexes, vexes, spell, voodoo, sickness, pain, and torment, psychic warfare sent against us, chanting ungodly blessings, root works, tribal rituals, and sins, and every form of witchcraft that the devil has devised. We give you praise, glory, and honor for it, Father, and we thank you that we walk free from his intimidations in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, and we give you praise in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen and amen. Now, I know you already have your armor on, so I didn't go through that part. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. I knew you'd done that. Amen. So now, it's time for us to enter into Holy Communion. Amen. This is a very special time in the service. It's a time when we come before the Lord. We lay bare our souls before him. We pour out our hearts to him. And we ask in humility for the Lord to forgive us for our sins. If we have wounded or hurt anyone, we ask his forgiveness, and we ask that where he sees fit to bring reconciliation in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, for every good thing that you've done. That's everything. We thank you, Lord, for forgiving our sins, for cleansing us from all unrighteousness, for helping us to walk in the Spirit, Father, in Jesus' name, and to overcome the temptations of the flesh. As we attempt to reach out to others in love, Father, many times we receive rejection or persecution. But we ask you, Lord, to keep our hearts strong, knowing, Lord, that if we do not speak these things, that when we stand before your throne, their blood will be on our hands. We ask you, Lord, to make us strong in witnessing, to release your love to those that we're trying to impart the grace of God to, Lord, and to help them to see that you love them too, that you want them to come into the kingdom, that you want them to forsake their sins, Lord, and to walk in holiness with you, because without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. Many times, Lord, we are judged as we attempt to do the right thing. We lift our efforts to you, Father, and we thank you for blessing them in Jesus' name. We pray for the fruit from these blessings to come into our lives, Father, and we give you praise in Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen. 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 For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. Partake of the bread. After the same manner also, he took the cup, and when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Thank you, Lord. Partake of the cup. Amen. Amen. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Amen? Amen. No condemnation. Isn't that wonderful? I think so. I don't want to be condemned, and I'm sure you don't want to either. Amen. And sometimes we have to be prompted to do the right thing. Sometimes the prompting isn't what we would like for it to be. You know, we always have our idea about what we want. But God is going to do what is right for us, even when we don't like it. You know, parents have found out that they just can't sit up and never correct their children. The Bible says if you do it that way, you hate your child and you don't love them. He says that if you don't correct your children, you're not like him, because he corrects his children, and sometimes it's very stern correction. Sometimes it seems almost harsh. But you see, when he sees that you're teeter-tottering in danger and that the devil's right there to grab hold of you, he's going to get on your case. Amen? You know, when you look out the window and you see your child walking on the fence, and you know on the other side of the fence, alligators and snakes come up, you get real serious about telling that child to get off the fence, off the wall. Amen? You don't sound like, oh, sweetie, come on, Dad. No, that's not the tone of your voice. You're quite serious. Well, God does that too. And sometimes he sends his messengers with the word. You know, even in the Bible, he sent time and again to the king by his prophet and said, get your house in order. You're getting ready to die. God's serious. When he sends a message by one of his prophets, by one of his ministers, we need to pay the most earnest heed, amen, because God's trying to get our undivided attention. He's trying to get our attention. He doesn't want us to fail. He doesn't want the devil to take advantage of us. And when we are walking too close to the devil's camp, the Lord will step in and say, okay, that's enough of you doing that. Stop it. Stop it now. So we shouldn't get a bad attitude with God or with whatever person he sends to warn us. We should be grateful and humble and appreciative. Amen? Amen. So today, we're going to talk about trusting in the Lord. Trusting in the Lord. Matthew chapter 6, we're going to go to verse 25 first. Matthew chapter 6, verse 25. Therefore, I say unto you, take no thought for your life. Take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body, what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body more than raiment or clothes? Amen? Your body is more important to God than your clothes, and your life more important than what you eat. But he keeps stressing this, take no thought for your life. No thought, which means worry and anxiety and frustration and care and agitation and irritation need to leave us. And we need to see to it that they get going down the road. Amen? That's our part. He's not going to come do it for us most of the time, but occasionally he does. Amen? Last Sunday he did. He visited with us in a very special way. And he came to tell us to get rid of our worries and cares and to cast them on him. It was a very special time with the Lord, and he truly blessed us. Amen? Amen. Yes, he did. And the same chapter, Matthew 6, beginning with verse 31, he says again, therefore, take no thought saying. That means don't grab a care and then open your mouth and give it life by speaking it. Don't grab a worry, an anxiety, a frustration, a vexation, a hurt feeling, a disappointment, and give it life by speaking it. Don't release it into the atmosphere. Don't do that. Close your mouth. It's a good time to close your mouth, an excellent time. Because if you release it, you give the enemy an opportunity to manifest whatever came out. And usually, you don't want what's about to come out of your mouth. He says, therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewith shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that you have need of all these things. He already knows what you need. You need a new job? He knows it. You need to be healed? He knows it. He knows it. But seek ye first. There's something that comes first. It's the kingdom of God and his righteousness. How he sees things, how he does things, what the Bible says about your situation. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. Now, it doesn't say you have to go chase these things down and beat them with a stick or an instrument and make them come to you. He says he adds them to you. He adds them to you. Take, therefore, as a result of the fact that when you're seeking his kingdom, he's going to add these things, don't take any thought for tomorrow. For tomorrow shall take thought for the things of itself. It's got enough. Don't overload it. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. So, our Father wants to encourage us today. The love of God towards us is magnificent in its working. He covers every area of life and situation that we experience. Out of his glorious, unlimited resources, he gives to us the mighty inner strengthening of his Holy Spirit. It is the hope of your pastor that you grow as the Lord Jesus becomes more at home in your heart and that you experience more of his peace. As you learn to trust him, as you learn to trust him. Trusting is a learning experience, you see. You don't get it all on the first installation. You have to learn to trust the Lord. He doesn't just zap you with trust. It comes as you walk with him, as you experience him. As you have relationship with him, that's when you learn to trust the Lord. You see, it has never been God's intent for us to just have a book and say, okay, I read what it said. No, he wants us to have experiences with him, experiences that teach us that what the word says is true and right. Amen? We're to prove that what he said in the Bible is really true for us. So, with the belief that you will grow deep roots into his magnificent love, I truly do believe this for everyone that I minister to, that I pray that you allow the Lord to help you to grow very, very, very deep roots into his love. There's nothing else like the love of God. There is no substitution, no replacement for him. Amen? Yeah. Also, in that you will progressively experience greater manifestations of his love for yourselves, not just seeing it in the lives of others, but also in your own selves. Amen? Not just in everybody else's life, but you'll see it at work in your life. His love keeps us in perfect peace when we keep our minds focused on him, as we do when we are trusting in him. But what about those times when we are disappointed? When we have put forth much effort, yet those works have not yielded the desired end result. What about that? What goes on inside of us when our prayers seem to be frustrated or blocked by opposition? What happens then? How do we handle our thoughts, our feelings, and our reactions when good plans are thrown off course and they seem to discourage any further effort? What do we do then? What is God's plan for us then? What do we do with obstacles that block our way? We have been prevented or hindered from achieving our goal, but why? That anxious feeling inside of us that sometimes keeps us awake at night may well be an indication that we need to grow in faith and in trusting the Lord. It may be that God is saying, come deeper, come further. I have more for you. You see, there are times when God allows us to become uncomfortable where we are. We've gotten to settle in this particular level of growth, and he wants us to press on. So he allows some uncomfortable situations to press our buttons so that we have to move. We can't just sit there. We got to move. So he allows for these things, you see. We pace back and forth in our thoughts, picking every detail apart, wondering if this or that had been different, if perhaps the outcome would have been more beneficial. If we are walking in faith in the matter, we demand answers from the Lord. Yes, we do. We demand answers from the Lord. Well, Lord, we say, the Bible says that with you, all things are possible. Well, what about this? I did all that I knew to do. I even fasted for 3 whole days. And still, this is not what I expected. I did everything I knew to do. I even fasted 3 whole days. And still, this is not what I expected. Sometimes we are offended with the Lord, if we'll be truthful about it. Sometimes we are. We just don't understand. How could this have happened, especially to us? How could this happen? In Luke chapter 7, verse, is that the right scripture? Mm-mm. Yeah, I think it is, but I don't think that's the one I want. Don't worry about it. The Lord says, okay, hold on. I'm going to go find my scripture because I know I've got it. Amen. Amen. Yeah, that is right there. Luke 7:23. Amen? Amen. And blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in me, Jesus said. Blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in me. It means that we're going to have opportunities to be offended with the Lord. And some of you would say, well, how could that happen? How could anybody be offended with Jesus? Well, life happens. That's how. Sometimes we just can't see eye to eye with the Lord at that moment. And we become offended with him. In Psalm 119, verse 165, Psalm 119, verse 165, great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. Your pastor still working to get to that point? Come on and join me. Amen? We're all still growing. You see, saints, despite our love for the Lord and how long we have known the Lord, these situations do occur. We must come to the understanding that God is on our side, and he has a solution for us. Yes, he does. He has a solution for us. Perhaps our delay is because of improper timing in the plan of God. In Ecclesiastes chapter 3 and verse 1, it reads, to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under heaven. To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under heaven. In James chapter 4, beginning with verse 13. James chapter 4, beginning with verse 13. Go to now, ye that say, today or tomorrow we will go into such a city and continue there a year and buy and sell and get gain. Whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time, and then vanisheth away. For that ye ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that. Amen? We should try not to walk in presumption. It may be that no matter how great our plans or ideas are, they may not be what God wants done. Amen? We've all been in that place at some point. Amen? Amen. We might be in that place even today. Who knows? But we ask the Lord to forgive us and to help us if we step out of order in his plan. Amen? Amen. Amen. In Numbers 22, verse 18, Numbers 22, verse 18. Balaam answered and said unto the servants of Balak, if Balak would give me his house full of silver and gold, I cannot go beyond the word of the Lord my God to do less or more. So by that time, the prophet had come to the place that he was saying, I need to stay in line with God. I can't be a racehorse ahead of him, and I can't be lagging behind it. I can't be to the left nor to the right. I've got to be spot on with God. And sometimes that takes fasting because we're human. Face it. We mess up all the time. That's what we do best. If so. In 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 8, 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 8, for we can do nothing against the truth, but for the truth. Remember last Sunday we talked about how important it was to follow the Lord in truth, to follow the Spirit of truth, because the sons of God are led by the Spirit of God. And we are all still learning how to better follow the unction of the Holy Spirit. Amen? Amen. Nobody has perfected that except, of course, Jesus Christ, but then he went back home. And so now we're here working out our salvation with fear and trembling. Amen? Philippians chapter 2, verse 13. Philippians chapter 2, verse 13. For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. God's going to keep encouraging us to do what he wants done. More often than not, we are trying to do things in our own strength, in our own strength. We want it done. We want it done now. So we can't understand why it is taking so long to accomplish our end. In Matthew chapter 10, chapter 6, verse 10, Matthew chapter 6, verse 10, it is written, "Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven." Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. We're all believing for this, but it takes some growing to get there. Amen? Amen. And there's nothing wrong with growing up in Christ. We seem to be struggling more than necessary, and our struggle is harder than it ought to be, so we think. In Zechariah chapter 4 and verse 6, Zechariah chapter 4 and verse 6, the Lord encourages us with these words, "Not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts." Not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. In Psalm 118, verse 8, Psalm 118, verse 8, it is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man, even when we're the man. It's better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man, even when we're the man, and especially when we're the man sometimes. In Psalm 127, verse 1, Psalm 127, verse 1, "Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh, but in vain." If God's not in the center and in the midst of what you're doing, know that it's just not going to work out the way you thought. It's not going to turn out the way you thought. It might look good for a while, but then eventually truth shows up. Amen? In John chapter 15, verse 5, John chapter 15, verse 5, Jesus says to us, "I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing." Without me, ye can do nothing. Maybe, just maybe, we have strayed out of our lane. It's possible, you know. Perhaps we may be in over our heads or beyond our skill level to perform well in a matter. In Jeremiah chapter 45, verse 5, Jeremiah chapter 45 and verse 5, it says, "And seekest thou great things for thyself? Seek them not." You're seeking great things for you? He says, seek them not. You see, everything we do must be rooted and grounded in the Lord. We keep talking about Proverbs 3, verses 5 through 7. "In all our ways to acknowledge him, and he will direct our path." That's the way we are to live. That's the life of a believer. Amen? And we must apply this to our lives continually. Psalm 131, verse 1. Psalm 131, verse 1. Psalm 131, verse 1. Lord, my heart is not haughty, nor mine eyes lofty, neither do I exercise myself in great matters or in things too high for me. No, Lord, I'll stay in my lane. Help me to do this, because sometimes my eyes wander, and I have this tendency to follow where my eyes go. So, Lord, help me to stay in my lane. Amen? Help me, Lord. In 1 Corinthians chapter 7 and verse 20, 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 20, let every man abide in the same calling wherein he was called. Whatever God calls you to do, stick to that. Don't go around trying to imitate somebody else because what they're doing seems to be fantastic to you. God knows what he put in every vessel and when he wants to bring it forth. So we should let him have his way. Sometimes we want it now. We want it all. We want it now. And he says, wait. And we go, why? Why, Lord? Why do I have to wait? And he says, patience. And we say, I'm tired of that word, Lord. But whether we're sick of it or not, we're going to wait. And that's just the truth. In Proverbs 27, verse 8, Proverbs 27, verse 8, as a bird that wandereth from her nest, so is a man that wandereth from his place. We need to find our way back into our lane. Amen? That's our place. If we are attempting to extend ourselves beyond our training or experience, then we will find ourselves in unnecessary trouble. And yes, sometimes we do this to ourselves. In 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 21, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 21, the Bible says that if a person purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified, set apart, and meet or suitable for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work. Most of the time, we want to run out and do something we're not prepared to do. Amen? Sometimes we just don't know when to slow down. So the Lord has to kind of help us out there, you know? I know. It's happened to all of us at some point. It even happens to babies. They're ready to jump up and run, and their muscles are not developed yet enough to do so. And so they land on their bottom. Over and over and over again. And we should learn from that lesson, shouldn't we? So in spite of our lack of understanding in the matter, our timing and times are in the Lord's hands. In Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 6, Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 6, because to every purpose, there is time and judgment. To every purpose, there is time and judgment. There is a time and a way for everything. Sometimes we cannot avoid what we have no idea of happening. Well, Lord, how did I know that was going to happen? Well, you didn't. But you have to learn to trust the Lord. Amen? Amen. I used to want the Lord to tell me every single thing that was going to happen, and he was not about to do that. You know why? Because when you know every single thing, first of all, sometimes you get the big head. Second of all, when are you trusting? When? If you know every single thing that's going to happen at every single moment, why trust? And trusting is far stronger than knowing everything. Amen? Amen. He doesn't want us weak. He wants us strong. When we determine in our hearts to trust the Lord, regardless of the truth of our circumstances or even the appearance of them as others judge them, the Lord is on our side as our comforter and our strength to see us through. You see, if we'll depend on him and not be ashamed of needing to depend on him, we'll do better. Sometimes we think, well, I've learned two scriptures. I can stand here and I can do this and I can do that. And that's the very time we end up falling on our faces. And he has to come pick us up and say, why didn't you trust? And we just get kind of quiet about this. Amen? But he loves us, and he's always going to help us, you see? He will not forsake us or abandon us, but is ever ready to give his help and wisdom. In Philippians chapter 4, beginning with verse 6, Philippians chapter 4, beginning with verse 6, be careful for nothing. Don't be anxious. Don't be upset. Don't be worried. Don't be frustrated. Don't get in a twit about anything. But in everything, by prayer and supplication, by specific requests, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Not to the dog. The dog is not going to answer your prayers. Unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your heart and your mind through Christ Jesus. When you come to the Lord and pour out your heart before him and lean on him heavily, even for the smallest thing, this is what God wants. Amen? And his peace will keep us. We won't be up all night trying to find a piece of chocolate in the refrigerator. Amen? We won't be eating ice cream at 2 in the morning. Amen? Amen. Boy, that was a quiet amen. Amen. That's better. Amen. You see, if the Lord has delayed your plans, it is not a denial, but a place of growth in patience. You may say, ouch now. Amen. It's a place of growth in patience. So we should not give up hope. In Hebrews chapter 10, beginning with verse 35, Hebrews chapter 10, beginning with verse 35, cast not away therefore your confidence. Don't throw away your trust in the Lord, because it has great recompense of reward. A good reward comes with it, you see. For ye have need of patience, there's that word again, that after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. After you've completed all that God indicates to you that you are to do, you're supposed to stand and believe him. Amen? And be in faith, not in moping. Moping is not faith. Grumpy is not faith. Discouragement is not faith. Amen? We're to be thanking and praising the Lord for the outcome that his word has promised to us. Amen? So if we're all cast down, we need to do something about it. And we all know how to find our prayer closet. Amen? Amen. It might help if we confess the word. If we tell the Lord, Lord, I thank you for your goodness to me in the land of the living. If we walk around saying that all day, I believe our attitude will change, because our spirit man and our mind will hear the word of God and respond to it. Amen? Amen. In Romans chapter 8, verse 25, Romans chapter 8, verse 25, but if we hope for that we see not, for the things we don't see yet, then do we with patience wait for it. It's not here yet, but I know it's on the way. He's an on-time God. Yes, he is. He may not come when I want him, but he's always right on time. Amen?
Amen.
It's so, and we know it. It's just that we want it right now. So we're growing and we're learning to wait with the Lord. You see, we each have our own specific weaknesses. And our Lord will use these disappointments and delays to shore up and give room for growth in areas where we are weak. Now, isn't that wonderful? These times in between when we ask and when we receive, he's growing us up. He's building us up. He's strengthening us with his might. He's filling us with his word if we decide to allow it. And we don't go sit in a corner and pout and sulk and have a bad attitude. Amen. Bad attitudes just do not produce the will of God. Just that's the way it is. So when you feel yourself headed that way, tell yourself, I'm not allowed to do that. Self, I can't do that. God doesn't, he's not coming to that. He doesn't come to pity parties. He doesn't like them, and he won't show up. So self, we just can't do that. We'll have to turn down that invitation. Amen? In 2 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 9, and he says unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee. It's enough for you. Take hold of my grace and walk in it. For my strength is made perfect in weakness. Yes, most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, in the places where I'm not so strong, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Amen? Boy, these amens are getting quieter and quieter. Our prayer should be to grow in trusting dependence on the Lord and his strength.
Amen.
Amen. We are such creatures of habit that we think that if God did it this way three times before, surely on the fourth time, we don't need to seek him to bring us through. We act that way. It's part of being human. Amen? It's part of being human. But how wrong we can be. In Psalm 4, verse 5, it says, offer the sacrifices of righteousness. Which sacrifice is that? And put your trust in the Lord. That's the sacrifice right there. Put your trust in the Lord. Psalm 62, verse 8. Psalm 62, verse 8. Trust in him at all times. So that means you can't be in a funk and trusting him at the same time. Amen?
Amen?
Ye people, pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. It's where we go when things aren't going quite right, and even when they do. Psalm 27, verse 7. Psalm 27, verse 7. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice, and have mercy also upon me. And answer me. Answer, Lord. Psalm 40, verse 1. Psalm 40, verse 1. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He heard me. Amen. He was listening, and he heard me. Psalm 61, verse 1. Psalm 61, verse 1. Hear my cry, O God, attend unto my prayer, for from the end of the earth will I cry unto thee. No matter where I am, Lord, I'm going to call out to you. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Amen? Psalm 145, verse 18. Psalm 145, verse 18. The Lord is nigh or close unto all them that call upon him. If you call on him, he comes close, very close, to all that call upon him in truth. Don't be dodging the truth. He will fulfill the desire of them that fear him. He also will hear their cry and will save them. Amen? He's not going to leave you dangling. Romans chapter 5, beginning with verse 3. Romans chapter 5, beginning with verse 3. But we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience. Yes, problems are going to see to it that we develop in patience. And patience, experience. And experience, hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Amen? So God doesn't leave us dangling, going, well, what's going to happen next? No, he's constantly working in us. Amen? Making us strong in him. Amen. Praise the Lord. In Galatians chapter 6, verse 9, Galatians chapter 6, verse 9, and let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap what? If we faint not, if we don't give up, if we don't throw it in, throw in the towel and say, I've had enough of this, God, I can't take anymore. You know we do that. All of us do. Uh-huh, we all do that. We get tired. Lord, this trial has gone on too long. I'm tired of this trial. Can you get rid of it? So then you sit and time out till you change your tune. Well, it depends on how long you want to sit and time out. Amen. Could it be, could it possibly be that we have gotten off into the flesh? Could that happen to us? Well, in John chapter 6, verse 63, John chapter 6, verse 63, he says, it is the Spirit that quickeneth or that maketh alive. The flesh profiteth nothing. So we're sitting there pouting in the flesh, griping, complaining, and murmuring in the flesh, and guess what? Nothing is happening. And we're mad. And we're just mad. We're just mad about it. Well, until we get out of that, nothing's going to happen either. You see, God is not going to be moved by foolishness. He doesn't respond well to that. In Luke 8:15, he says, but that on the good ground are they, which in an honest and good heart, having heard the word, keep it. They obey the word. Obedience. There's that word again, that O word. And bring forth fruit with patience. You know, if you're trying to learn how to sing or how to play a musical instrument, you're going to develop patience whether you like it or not. Because you're not going to be a virtuoso the first time you try, nor the second or the third or the fourth, or the fifth, or the sixth, and on and on and on it goes. If you're trying to learn to do a new talent or a new skill, It takes time. And it's the same way in the Lord. It takes time. And yes, there are many learning curves. Some are mountains, some are valleys, some are hills, some are quick curves, some are sharp curves. But nonetheless, God is with us. Everything we want is not going to come and sit in our laps and say, "Hi, here I am." No. We're going to have to believe God. We're going to have to do spiritual warfare. We're going to have to learn how to stay out of the flesh. Amen. It happens to all of us. It's not particular to one saint or the other. And no matter how long you've been in the Lord, this process never stops. Boy, you were excited about that. Okay, that's all right. We must all learn. Yes, this is a process. I remember one of my early Christmases in the Lord. I got out my Bible and I said, "Well, instead of the Spiegel catalog, I'm going to use my Bible." And my little happy self went through Philippians and Ephesians, highlighting all the things I wanted for Christmas. Well, the Lord told me it's a process. And so I said, "What's the shortcut?" Yeah, and that was his answer. Fasting and prayer, that's the shortcut. And I said, "Really?" Well, obviously I learned, because I learned to do the shortcut. Amen? If I could but get me out of the way, it would be faster. But I had to learn that too. And so does everyone. We must learn to follow through with the work of the Lord happening in us without undue self-assertion. You see, humility doesn't open its mouth and say, I think. Humility doesn't say, I want. Humility doesn't say, I feel. Humility does not do that. But we do. We do. So this fast that we are embarking on at midnight tonight, the Lord is going to work in all of our individual areas of pride, personal pride. He's going to take his crevice tool out, and he's going to go places that we might not really want him to go. But I want to encourage you to just lay still and let him do what he's going to do, because he's going to do it whether you squirm or whether you don't. He's a faithful God, and he loves us. So on this fast, expect him to go into areas of pride that you didn't know that you had. And he's going to change what he finds there. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Because he's real. Jesus is real, and we know this. We know this. As God is to receive the glory, let us not put ourselves in the way. That's right. In Psalm 115, verse 1, Psalm 115, verse 1, "Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto thy name give glory, for thy mercy and for thy truth's sake." Amen? We're a work in progress. Yes, we are. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, beginning with verse 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, beginning with verse 4. "And such trust have we through Christ to Godward." Such trust. not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything as of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God. Yes, we will be able one day to put our initials by that scripture and say, I remember that fast. Titus chapter 3, verse 8. Titus chapter 3, verse 8. This is a faithful saying, and these things I will that thou affirm constantly, constantly, that they which have believed in God might be careful to maintain good works. These things are good and profitable unto men. So God's going to help us with our good work. Amen. He's going to help us with that fruit that we're trying and struggling to bring forth. When we decide to put the Lord first and to keep him foremost in our efforts, not plotting our own plans without his oversight and agreement, he will give us his grace and favor and work things out for us. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that wonderful? In Psalm 37, beginning with verse 4, Psalm 37, beginning with verse 4, delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him. Trust. Trust, commit thy way, trust in him, and he shall bring it to pass. He promises, and God can't lie. John chapter 5, verse 30. The Gospel of John chapter 5, verse 30. Jesus said, I can of mine own self do nothing. Sometimes you have to tell yourself that again and again when you get ahead of God, you see. Because I seek not mine own will, but the will of the Father which has sent me. And there is the key. Not our will, but his. His way, his will, his timing, his season. It's a learning curve, but it's a good one. And get some sleep. Get some sleep. Psalm 127, verse 2. It is vain for you to rise up early and to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows, for so he giveth his beloved sleep. So now, what are you sitting up on the computer at late night for anyway? You know you need to sleep. When the alarm goes off, you keep trying to turn it off. Amen. We are human. We act this way. Worrying will not help. For is this not the fruit of unbelief? Mm-hmm. Hebrews chapter 4, beginning with verse 13. Hebrews chapter 4, beginning with verse 13. Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight. But all things are naked and open unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. He knows everything, even the things we don't know about ourselves. seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. Yes, Lord, I believe what you said that you're going to do that for me. I believe you. Okay, let's keep saying that. Let's keep saying that. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Remember, we discovered that Jesus had to believe to be resurrected. Well, if he had to believe, don't we have to believe for things? Against all odds, don't we have to believe? Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy, while as we need it, and find grace to help in time of need. Yes, that's what ought to happen. Worry, fear, anxiety, frustration put us in bondage. Hasn't the Lord freed you from all these? Okay. Well, in Mark chapter 5, verse 36, Jesus said some profound words that we all need to take home today. He said unto the ruler of the synagogue, be not afraid, only believe. You know, there's this old church song that all of a sudden I can hear it. It says, only believe, only believe. All things are possible. Only believe. I just remembered that. I thought that was way back when I was a little girl, Mom. Oh, it was? Okay. It's still in there somewhere. How about that? Only believe. All things are possible. Only believe. Yes, Lord. Remind us of that when we get to our little pity party. You know, it's a shame that we often open that invitation, the pity party invitation. You know, we know what it is. We feel it coming on. And we open that invitation anyway. You know that? Why don't we put it in the recycling bin and let it go out to the curb, okay? Because that's what we need to do with it. We need to kick it to the curb. Amen? Amen. So, having clearly understood what the will of the Lord is, let's stand for the benediction. Amen. I believe the Lord has spoken, and we know what he is expecting of us. So let us endeavor to obey him, because he is coming for our prize, and he won't miss our address. Amen. Amen. Aren't we looking forward to this? Praise the Lord. Now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. And the church says, amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Happy fasting, everybody. Happy fasting. Amen. Praise the Lord.
How you loved me so. come has called.